please, yes, cheese, please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf, Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese Please in Color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
That would make me Daffodil.
Yeah, we're here in the bunker. Doing something, right?
We're spring cleaning.
Ah, yes, that's right. That's right.
Or at least we're cleaning. Maybe not so much the spring part, but cleaning.
In between us doing the show, we're not twiddling our thumbs. I had to think of that for a minute. We're not twiddling our thumbs. We're doing things like cleaning, getting ready for all the car owners to come back to the bunker and take their cars after a long winter nap. What?
Nothing.
Well, the cars are napping, right?
The cars are napping.
Yes. But, you know, we're not napping. We're cleaning. And how are you doing, by the way, about cleaning?
I spend more time in the kitchen.
Yeah. But I saw you going down the depths of the bunker there to that particular room, and I thought you were cleaning.
I was. I took the vacuum cleaner with me and everything.
Oh. Did you actually clean the room?
I vacuumed.
Well, good. Anything else needs to be done?
I might need some dusting.
Oh, okay. It's all organized and everything?
There's some broken things on the floor you have to pick up.
Okay. Anyway, we got to focus on the show this week, and I'll make a note of my... post-it note here that I better go down after the show, right?
Yes.
Yes, we're focusing on the show this week with, speaking of odd things and broken things.
And garbage.
Yes, the garbage collector in Beverly Hills. It's a rather eccentric, weird album that we found from the late 1950s, full of rather odd songs. On the show this week, we're profiling. On top of that, the Catbox cover song... Hey, Jude, like you've never heard it before.
And hope on this show, it's always like you've never heard it before.
Well, I mean, you may not hear it after that again. I don't know. I haven't decided. But we're starting off the show being very, very happy. The happy Moog coming up with Saturn's Ski Jump shortly. But we're starting off with Moog Foo Young right here on...
It's Cheese, Please.
Thank you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Saturn Ski Jump by the Happy Moog. And before that, the Happy Moog also very happy talking about Moog Foo Young. Maybe that's a new Chinese dish. I don't know. That's what I think anyway. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Now, Daffodil, before we go any further, I was thinking about that stuff that was broken in that room that we mentioned before the songs, and why are there broken things in that room?
I don't want to tell you.
Oh? How come?
What? It's my personal rage room.
What?
I take all of the broken things that are around here, and I take them down there, and I beat them with bats until they're little pieces, so that I don't beat you with a bat into little pieces.
Well, that's nice to hear about that.
It's a great rage room. It's soundproof and everything. So you haven't heard me when I'm in there screaming and breaking things.
Am I that much of a problem?
Well, it's not always you. Sometimes it's just the bunker.
Okay.
You know, you're not the only thing I get mad at around here.
Okay, moving right along, we take a look at an album that is rather weird. Coming off the rage room, we take a look at an album that was weird. The Garbage Collector in Beverly Hills, written by Irving Taylor back in 1959. And you have some information about it.
Well, when Irving came back from World War II,
yeah,
he started writing and producing for television.
Yeah.
A bunch of different shows.
Yeah.
lived in both New York and L.A.
Sure.
Finally settled in L.A. around 1956.
Got it.
And in the late 50s, he started writing words and music for a series of novelty albums.
And this is one of them.
This isn't the first. The first was Terribly Sophisticated Songs.
Oh,
which
yes.
Which parodied various genres of popular music.
Oh.
And one of the songs on that was Pacha Falaka.
Oh.
Which I didn't pronounce right, but anyway.
Okay, okay.
Sumi Sales covered that, and it broke into the top 40.
Okay, cool.
The following year,
yes,
this came out, The Garbage Collector in Beverly Hills, which parodied work songs for the odd job holder.
You're not kidding.
Followed that up with something called Drink Along with Irving.
Okay.
Parodying drinking songs about alcohol.
Gotcha.
In 59, Warner Brothers actually released The Whimsical World of Irving Taylor, compiling most of these songs.
Okay.
Here's the funny thing. Many of the arrangements for that one,
yes,
were written by Henry Mancini.
Really?
Really.
The Pink Panther dude.
Really?
Wow. That was a big deal. Well,
so what are we going to play?
We're going to be playing shortly. Bill Kennedy's doing his rock and roll coach and all this rock and roll talking. And hey, back in the 1950s, rock and roll was a big thing. Anyway, okay. We're starting off with Dewey Fogg with the Beavers and Garbage Collector in Beverly Hills. Right here on
Cheese Please.
On top of my dump truck, I'm getting my thrill.
Collecting the garbage.
Collecting the garbage.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
No one's on a diet.
No one's on a diet.
Grocery bills.
They're grocery bills.
The rinds of the melons are tossed on the scraps of prosciutto ham. The leftover orders are piled in a stack nice and neat. The half-empty bottles of light white wine are placed by the bones of the fish. And the full-bodied red wine is placed by the bones of the meat.
My dump truck is sprinkled.
My dump truck is sprinkled.
With chlorophyll pills.
With chlorophyll pills.
The garbage is fragrant.
The garbage is fragrant.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
Exclusive about any garbage that I accept. I remember one time when I asked someone to take his bag, for it seemed that I noticed a thrown away jar of fancy caviar, but the caviar was red instead of black.
One look at that garbage.
One look at that garbage.
Cure all your ills.
Cure all your ills.
There's such wholesome garbage.
There's such wholesome garbage.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills.
Music's orphaned stepchildren have found loving guardians.
Oh.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Cheese, please.
I'm a rock and roll, I'm a rock and roll, a rock and roll, I'm a rock and roll, 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 a vocal coach. I teach people to sing this way by letting them listen to my donkey bray, and then I give them that extra spark by having them imitate a hound dog bark. Then they've got to learn. Yes, they've got to learn.
words that were never in the dictionary. For they've gotta sing, yes, they've gotta sing. Words that are not ordinary. Words like yakety yak, splish, splash, chip, 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 chippity, mish, mash, rackety, rickety, lickety, split. Words without rhyme or reason or wit. Song I teach them to sing. Got to have that certain teenage ring.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm gonna take you to the hop and we're gonna do the bop. Take you to the hop and we're gonna do the bop. Take you to the hop and we're gonna do the bop.
When your skin clears up, it's neato, it's divine. When the braces on your teeth are locked in mine, and I won't let those other schnooks carry your lunchbox or your comic books. Well, we'll get married, I figure, when the old man makes your allowance bigger. But till then, no homework I'll do, because my darling, my homework is you. Now my work is through and for a long vacation I must get away.
Hey!
I gotta get away from the PTA.
Cheese Please with Bill Kennedy and Rock and Roll Coach. And that rock and roll, I tell ya.
Is that not called Rock and Roll Vocal Coach?
Oh yeah, I know. I'm sorry, I can't read. That's all I can say about that. Yes, it's Rock and Roll Vocal Coach. I got so into being a rock and roll DJ back in the 50s. Hey, I'm doing the patter. I am spinning the platters. Something like that, eh?
Something like that,
anyway,
yes.
Before that, we had Dewey Fog with the Beavers and the title cut from our album we're profiling, Garbage Collector in Beverly Hills. Man, that would be cool, a garbage collector in Beverly Hills.
Just think of the trash you could pick through.
Oh, I'm thinking now, you know, they put Ferraris to the curb and you could just drive off with a Ferrari or something
there,
like
there
that.
There could be diamonds in the dustbin.
Ah, yeah, there's a thought. They're tired of wearing these diamonds. And
they throw their cell phones out because, the batteries get low. They throw it away and get a new one.
Oh, yeah. What kind of cell phone?
Oh, they're probably all iPhones.
Ah, okay. I'm thinking I'd rather have a Ferrari they put to the curb and I just drive it away. It's mine, you know? Although I'd have to pay for insurance and upkeep and that, and I probably couldn't afford it.
Exactly.
Darn. My name is Snarf.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese Please, and now we're going to do this.
Cat blocks cover songs. Songs so bad.
Get out the kitty litter.
They should have been sparrows.
Oh, here's the nasty kitty.
Oh, God.
Never. I told you to stay away from cats.
I know. I think I'll use some of your dishes or something. Baseball bats in your rage room. That cat is kind of annoying.
Uh-oh. What are we playing?
Oh, we're playing Hey Jude. And this is the edited version. I had to cut it down a bit. This is cut down.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. start to make it bad. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain, don't carry the world on your shoulders.
Pisano and his version of Hey Jude, the edited version. Because, well...
He had, what, 4 minutes of that na-na-na-na-na stuff at the end?
Something like that. I think it was more like two and a half, but still...
It's a lot.
I had to cut it. I'm sorry, I had to. That's all I get to say. My name is Snarfdude.
My name is Daffodil.
And this is Cheese Fleas, and you're dropping things on the floor, are you?
I am. I'm throwing cookies at the dog so he will not bark on the air.
Oh, and how is that working out?
Have you heard him barking?
Good point.
That means it's working.
I'm still amazed at this rage room that you never told me about.
Did you need a rage room?
Well, not really, but...
Well, then why would I tell you about it?
I get all my rage out when I do this open the bunker thing every week.
Well, then I think it's time for you to get your rage
on. Not the bunker thing. What am I talking about? The pneumatic tube.
Yes, the pneumatic tube in the bunker. You should get your rage on, then.
Well, I'll try to keep it down because I don't want to scare people.
For all of our benefit.
And all of your ears, too. So, are you ready?
Go for it.
Here we go. Yay! Okay, we up with the door? That wasn't too bad, was it?
No, that was awesome.
I'm just checking. We're ending off the show, going back to the year of our 20th century, 1919.
That wasn't yesterday.
How are you going to keep them down on the fern after they've seen Perry on the show? Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Reuben, Reuben, I've been thinking, said his wifey dear. Now that all is peaceful and calm, the boys will soon be back on the farm. Mr. Reuben started winking and slowly rubbed his chin. He pulled his chair up close to Mother and he asked her with a grin, how you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Perry? How you gonna keep 'em away from Broadway, jazzin' around and painting the town? How you gonna keep 'em away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or plow, and who the deuce can call it a cow? How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Perry? Reuben, Reuben, you're mistaken, said his wifey dear. Once a farmer, always a jay, and farmers always stick to the hay. Mother Reuben, I'm not faking, though you may think it's rain. But wine and women play the mischief with a boy whose looks will change. How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Perry? How you gonna keep 'em away from Broadway, jazzin' around and painting the town? How you gonna keep 'em away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or plow, and who the deuce can party to a cow? How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Perry? How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Perry? How you gonna keep 'em away from Broadway, jazzin' around and painting the town? How you gonna keep 'em away from harm? That's a mystery. Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss his cheek and holler, ooh la la. How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Perry?
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.